Week 31, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man, through prophets, and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly, my sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers. Not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. The Lord will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. A reading from the second book of Maccabees, chapter 12. After the feast of Pentecost, they hastened against Gorgias, the governor of Idumea. And he came out with 3,000 infantry and 400 cavalry. When they joined battle, it happened that a few of the Jews fell. But a certain Dositheus, one of Barsino's men, who was on horseback and was a strong man, caught hold of Gorgias, and grasping his cloak, was dragging him off by main strength, wishing to take the accursed man alive, when one of the Thracian horsemen bore down upon him and cut off his arm. So Gorgias escaped and reached Marissa. As Esdras and his men had been fighting for a long time and were weary, Judas called upon the Lord to show himself their ally and leader in the battle. In the language of their fathers, he raised the battle cry with hymns. Then he charged against Gorgias's men when they were not expecting it, and put them to flight. Then Judas assembled his army and went to the city of Adullam. As the seventh day was coming on, they purified themselves according to the custom, and they kept the Sabbath there. On the next day, as by this time it had become necessary, Judas and his men went to take up the bodies of the fallen and to bring them back to lie with their kinsmen in the sepulchres of their fathers. Then, under the tunic of every one of the dead, they found sacred tokens of the idols of Jamnia, which the law forbids the Jews to wear. And it became clear to all that this was why these men had fallen. So they all blessed the ways of the Lord, the righteous judge, who reveals the things that are hidden. And they turned to prayer, beseeching that the sin which had been committed might be wholly blotted out. And the noble Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves free from sin, for they had seen with their own eyes what had happened because of the sin of those who had fallen. He also took up a collection, man by man, to the amount of 2,000 drachmas of silver, and sent it to Jerusalem to provide for a sin offering. In doing this, he acted very well and honourably, taking account of the resurrection. For if he were not expecting that those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he were looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. Responsory based on Maccabees 12. There are those who have fallen asleep in godliness. They will then have a splendid reward laid up for them. It is a holy and pious thought to make atonement for the dead, that they may be delivered from their sins. They will then have a splendid reward laid up for them. A reading from the address of St. Gregory Nazianzen. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is this strange mystery about my nature? Am I great and small, high and low, mortal and immortal, of earth and of heaven? I must be buried with Christ and rise with him again, be co-heir with Christ, become a son of God, and indeed God himself. This is what the great mystery means for us. This is why God, for our sake, became man and was born in poverty, so that he might raise up fallen human nature and bring salvation to man who is made in his image. He would remake mankind so that we should become one in Christ, who has become in us perfectly all that he is. There is to be no longer male, female, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, which are human designations and marks of discrimination. No, we are to carry only the stamp of the likeness of God by whom and for whom we were created. We are so moulded and formed in his likeness that we are recognised only as of his family. May we indeed be the kind of men we hope to be by the mighty mercy of our generous God. He asks little, he gives much, in this world and in the next, to those who love him sincerely. To us, if by our love and hope in him we bear all things, sustain all things, and give thanks to him for all things. We are also to commend our souls to him and the souls of those who have travelled the common way of humanity and arrived more promptly before us at their destination. O God, Lord and Creator of all, and especially of mankind, God, Father and Ruler of your children, Arbiter of life and death, Guardian and Benefactor of our souls, all things are made by you, and all things are transfigured and transformed by your word, when their time comes according to your wisdom and providence. Take to yourself now, I pray you, our brother Caesarius, the forerunner of us who remain. Take us also to yourself in your own good time, once our allotted span of life has been completed. May the fear of the Lord make us prepared and yet unperturbed, so that at our death we shall not be drawing back and loath to depart, not dragged and torn from this life as men enthralled by the world and the flesh, but rather going out readily and willingly to the life of eternal happiness in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Responsory. O Lord our God, receive into your presence the souls of the dead for whom you shed your blood. Remember that we are dust, that the life of man is as transient as the grass or the flower of the field. Merciful and compassionate Lord, show us your loving kindness. Remember that we are dust, that the life of man is transient as the grass or the flower of the field. Let us pray. God of power and mercy, by whose grace your people give you praise and worthy service, save us from faltering on our way to the joys you have promised. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.